What's going on? Thanks for listening to Lifelines in Between podcasts. I'm your host, Eddie Thomas, brought to you by Wealth Management Services in Hershey, PA. You already knew that, potentially. If it's your first time, thanks for listening. If you're coming back, thanks for listening. Welcome back. So today, nothing to do with finance whatsoever. Nothing to do with finance. Wanted to talk about March Madness, the insane tournament that it's been. And so I'm recording this. The Final Four is tomorrow, so this is going to come out after the Final Four. And it took me a while to get this episode out because I was just watching the run that that St. Peter's team. St. Peter's from Jersey City was on. The Cinderella story that made it farther than any 15 seed has ever made it. And so if you don't know who they are, let me give you some stats on how insane. Well, first, let's actually break down. Let's set the stage as to what this was, as to what this incredible run was by St. Peter's. They were a 15 seed out of Jersey City, right near Hoboken. If you don't know how the tournament works, it's seeds 1 through 16, 1 being the best, 16 being the worst in each, I guess you call it region. There's four regions. And St. Peter's was good enough to be the 15 seed in their region. Now, good claps for them. Good on them for even making the tournament. A school as big as them, I think they have like 2,100 kids total. It's a feat. That's awesome. So they make this tournament. I'm sure they didn't think anything of it. I'm sure they didn't think they were going to win. If they say otherwise, it's a competitiveness in them. Realistically, they probably maybe shouldn't have won. Anyway, so they go into their first game against Kentucky, a two seed. Kentucky is the two seed and projected to blow St. Peter's out of the water. I remember sitting down and watching this saying, oh man, this might be a pretty good upset. I didn't think it was actually going to happen. I thought Kentucky was easily going to win. And it turns out St. Peter's obviously won. A couple numbers around what that difference is St. Peter's entire budget is $1.6 million for their basketball program. Kentucky's is roughly $18 million. That's a difference of $17 million in resources going to the basketball program for things like paying the coach, scholarship for the players, resources for the players, whether it's meals or travel or housing, whatever it is. That's the difference. A massive, massive, massive difference. And the St. Peter's coach, who just actually went to Seton Hall, he just got hired to Seton Hall. Good for him. He got paid roughly $400,000 a year. Calipari, the coach for Kentucky, gets paid $7.5 million a year. $8.5 million a year. Calipari gets paid $8.5 million a year. The entire athletic budget for St. Peter's, for the entire school, was $7.5 million. To put it in perspective, the entire school had a smaller budget than just the coaching salary at Kentucky for Calipari. And somehow they beat him. And it didn't stop there. They then went and played Murray State, a 7 seed, beat them. They then went and played Purdue, a 3 seed. We're supposed to get blown up by Purdue. Purdue was supposed to be really good. They're a 3 seed. They beat them. Now, fast forward, they're playing North Carolina last weekend. And reality set in. They got blown out. They got blown out. And it's sad, though. It's sad. I remember I watched that game. Me and my girlfriend sat down and watched that game. And I was like super amped up. I thought maybe, you know, they won 3 times in a row. You start to kind of believe that it's meant to be, that there's some sort of destiny here. And you then realize that North Carolina is just really good at basketball. And St. Peter's is good in their own right, but not on the same level as those dudes down in North Carolina. So claps for St. Peter's all around. That was an unreal experience. We probably won't see a 15 seed make it to the Elite Eight ever again. Maybe not ever, but it's one of those things that this is the first time it's ever happened, and it's going to be a lot of years, in my opinion, until it happens again. It's like a couple years ago when the 16 seed beat, I think it was Villanova. Or no, Virginia. And so they beat Virginia, and then you won't see that again. You won't see a 16 seed beat a 1 seed again. That happened a couple years ago. And just like today, this week when we saw the 15 seed make it to the Elite Eight, we're not going to see that. Won't say never. It's going to be a really long time, though. But seeing the March Madness is one of those things that's, I don't really pay attention too much to college basketball until March Madness, because it's probably outside of things like the World Cup, and then just like playoffs for professional sports. It's one of those things that is intoxicating to watch. You have like 4 days straight of just purely basketball from noon to midnight, just tons of games, upsets. These kids are going in. Everyone believes they can win. Incredible things are happening. Insane games. It's amazing to watch. And you get this story like St. Peter's that comes out of nowhere and they go to the Elite Eight. If you're as a sports fan, you can't help but get picked up and into that side of things. And then obviously it weeds itself out, and by the Elite Four, or not the Elite Four, the Final Four, you have the teams that deserve to be there, and that's how it works. So we got UNC and Duke, and then we got on the other side, Kentucky and Villanova. And so if I had to pick a team, if I want a team to win, and granted I can post this next week and my team can lose, so if that's the case, that sucks. Future me, that sucks. But now sitting here, I want UNC to win. And I want them to beat Duke, and then I want them to win the national championship. Because I got on North Carolina's bandwagon when they were playing Baylor, the one seed in their region, and they were blowing them out. They have this kid last name Manic who's just dropping threes from all over the place, blowing the team out. And yeah, ultimately he got kicked out of the game. Baylor came storming back and North Carolina hung on in overtime. But now after that, I was like, oh, these are my dudes. Like, we need these guys to go as far as possible. And they're in the Final Four. They could beat Duke. They did it during the season. If they do, they're going to the national championship, and then they can't be stopped, hopefully. Again, I could post this next week and they can lose. Oh, and that would suck. But yeah, this really is just a video to talk about how insane the tournament's been this year. By far the most I've paid attention to a tournament, by far. And it's just one of those things that I feel like I had to come on here and just kind of talk about it for a while. You don't get a 15 seed going to the Elite Eight, or an 8 seed potentially winning the tournament like North Carolina might. Doesn't happen often. Also, I just want to come on here and do more sports. I love sports on a personal side of things, and this is called the Life Finance and In Between podcast, and sports is a big part of my life. So if these rambling videos or podcasts of me just rambling on about sports is for you, awesome. If not, if you're more into the finance, that content's always going to be coming too, and then everything in between, whatever that and kind of encapsulates on that side of things. So big weekend this weekend with the Final Four. I'll try to get this out as soon as possible, maybe before the weekend, but I don't know. It has to go through compliance and stuff, so it might be a little bit tougher. But that's what's going on. March Madness has been insane this year. Insane. And I just hope North Carolina pulls it off against Duke. I like Duke. I really do. I just got to root for the underdog. I just got to root for the underdog. It's just, you always have to, right? You don't want to see the guys that are supposed to win. It's way more exciting if you watch the underdog win. Like St. Peter's on that run, it was unreal to watch them win. They should have never stood a chance. They should have never stood a chance. And they went out there each time, and they made it happen. And, I mean, those dudes will never forget that. The tournament will never forget that. But now it's time for North Carolina to take over. My team, my college team's Notre Dame. They got knocked out in a heartbreaker, absolute heartbreaker to Texas Tech, I think. And it was one of those things, as soon as I lost, I was like, I need to pick another team to support. You need somebody you're rooting for. That's North Carolina right now. So let's go Tar Heels. We'll see what happens this weekend. Hopefully I'm back on here next week talking about them going to the finals. Who knows? All right. That's it for today. Short little ramble about March Madness, how crazy St. Peter's was, how much of a deficit there's been between St. Peter's budget and North Carolina or Kentucky's budget, and go Tar Heels in the meantime. All right. I hope everyone has a good weekend. I'll catch you guys next week. Stay happy, stay healthy, and I'll see you. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA /SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. Wealth Management Services and Securities America are separate entities. The opinions and forecasts expressed are those of the author and may not actually come to pass. This information is subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions and should not be construed as a recommendation of any specific security or investment plan. Past performance does not guarantee future results.